So the results of the U.S. Senate races have been overall disappointing for Democrats, who hope to flip the Republican-led chamber to Democratic control. That disappointment has been felt down ballot in a number of states, including Pennsylvania, where the Republican-led state House and Senate had a chance to flip to blue. Conservation voters of PA and other environmental groups in the state spent $2 million to elect Democratic candidates who they thought would be more favorable to the environment and score higher on their annual environmental voting scorecard than their Republican opponents. Josh McNeil is executive director of Conservation Voters of PA, and he talked with me about the election results. We are talking on Thursday afternoon, and all of the votes haven't been counted yet. But it does appear that the Pennsylvania General Assembly will remain under Republican control. And I know your group was hoping to flip 9 state House seats to Democrats. How are you feeling?
Well, I think like the rest of the country, I'm mostly just really excited for this to be over, hopefully today. Obviously, this is not the result we wanted. And there are still some races that we could still pick up. There are still votes to be counted. And the most important thing is that every one of them be counted. But no, obviously, we were hoping for a different legislature. There will be an opportunity to get a new one in 2 years, and we're going to be focused on that. This was a step. We won 12 new pro-environmental legislators in 2018. I think we might pick up one or two this year, but you don't make massive change quickly. It takes a little while, and we're going to keep working at it.
So when we talked a couple of weeks before the election, you mentioned some state house races you were hopeful about. Democrat Emily Skopoff, who was running for former Speaker Mike Terzai's seat in Allegheny County against Republican Rob Mercury. In House District 30, also in Allegheny County, Lissa Geiger-Schulman ran against the incumbent Representative Lori Mizgorski, who, according to your scorecard, never voted for legislation that was favorable to the environment. So it looks like Democrats failed to flip these seats. So what did happen?
I think there are a couple of different factors at play. So Act 77 created the mail-in ballots that people have been voting on. But the bill that did that, sort of the trade-off, was that it got rid of straight party voting. And so, you know, it used to be you could go and you would pull a Democratic lever or a Republican lever and you'd vote for all of the candidates on the ballot. We had taken into account that was going to change a little bit, how down-ballot races turned out. But I think we underestimated the importance of it. I think we're seeing that in a lot of down ballot races. Every appearance is that Joe Biden is going to win Pennsylvania, that Attorney General Shapiro is going to win Pennsylvania. But we're also dealing with really bad maps that were drawn by this Republican legislature. And we're up against that geography. We took a shot at it. We lost, but we're going to keep fighting.
So in other words, people can pick and choose who they want to vote for in each race.
Yeah, I think a lot of people came in and voted against the president or for the president in many cases and left it blank after that. We won't know that for weeks or months until we can sort of really get into the data, but that's just based on the counts. I think that's what we're seeing.
So are there state house races where a Democrat has won or appears to have won where you think it could make a difference in terms of environmental issues, even though the house won't be under Democratic control?
Sure. I think if you look in Chester County, there are a couple of incumbents who had very close races 2 years ago and just and won again, who have been, you know, perfect 100% votes and really ran on that issue.
100% for environmental protections, according to your scorecard. Go ahead.
I think the other thing, too, is no one has "I'm against environmental protection" on their website, right? Like everyone, including candidates who have voted against every environmental bill, has at least a paragraph on their website about how they're for the environment. No one is running against these issues. So I think that what we're seeing, the fact that everyone has to at least give lip service to it, is really important. And I think our job over the next couple of years is to make sure that voters know when they're elected officials are not living up to the promises they made when they ran.
Donald Trump, he did well in Pennsylvania this year. It was a thin margin. Did that influence the down ballot races?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I mean, he has the attention of the world and the voters and everyone. And that's the blessing for him and perhaps the curse for the rest of us is that he gets the attention that he wants. And there's, you know, I think there were a lot of votes cast against him. I think there were a lot of votes cast for him. But I think a lot of the oxygen in the room was sucked up by that race. And so if you were a challenger in a down ballot race, just getting any attention from voters, getting your name in front of voters was a particularly steep climb this year.
Yeah, and that's what you were trying to do, you know, with your effort.
Exactly. That was, you know, the goal of our program was to just put these sort of excellent candidates in front of people and build up their, you know, the recognition that voters had for them. I think that's going to pay off long term, too. A lot of these people are committed to this. I think we're going to see a lot of them run again, and there will be new districts in 2 years for them to run in.
Right. This legislature is going to be redrawing those lines. So, you know, one thing we didn't talk about last time is Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Tom Wolf. He is very supportive of the natural gas industry in the state, of the tax incentives for Shell's ethane cracker and gas infrastructure. His administration is being investigated for how permits were issued for construction of the Mariner East pipeline. So how much weight does his role have in terms of progress in some of these environmental issues that your group cares about, whether the legislature is red or blue?
The governor has a lot of power, and in some cases, we disagree with how he uses that power. In other cases, we're really excited about it. The governor has also joined the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which has, you know, the potential to have a huge impact on Pennsylvania's contribution to climate pollution. So there are a lot of things the governor can do on his own, and because of the way the legislature has treated him, has to do on his own. We'd like to see more funding for the DEP and a freer rein for the DEP to do more to protect Pennsylvanians. And we're hoping that the governor will double down on, again, on climate change, which he's given the appearance that he wants to do. I think in general, you know, he's been an important backstop on some really bad legislation. He's vetoed a lot of the legislation that would have stripped the Department of Environmental Protection from having the ability to regulate pollution. He's done a lot. There are some things we disagree on about sort of the future of the economics of the state, but he will remain a really important backstop for environmental protection.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Josh McNeil is Executive Director of Conservation Voters of PA. You're listening to the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.